This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, don't say you weren't warned. When the Democrat Party goes full totalitarianism, full tyranny, and the Republican Party most likely will be right there in lockstep with them. The few fighters left, though, are in the Republican Party. They're coming out of Florida. They're coming out of Missouri. They're coming out of Texas. They're coming out of South Dakota. They're coming out of Louisiana. They're coming out of Colorado. The few fighters we have left. But boy, oh boy, I mean, just don't be surprised, folks. And, you know, nobody else is talking about this. It'll probably be a big story in 6 months when these people are still rotting away in a jail cell. Whole families, by the way, entire families, pastors, veterans, rotting away in jail right now because judges refuse to see their cases and they say they're dangerous insurrectionists, so they refuse to release them. It's totally all illegal. I know about these laws personally because if you know me, I've been through the D.C. Jail and judicial system, so I know how things work. And there is no reason why any of these people should be held. It's all Democrat Party policy. The Democrat Party runs at least as much as they can. There may still be some good judges, but boy, oh boy, when you talk about the prosecuting attorneys, the district attorneys, it's all Democrat Party run. You want to make it in that town as an attorney, you better do the Democrats' bidding. I've dealt with it firsthand. So now, though, I mean, we'll see when it becomes a story. And I guess, guys, is this just a list? Is this a list of the USA Today of all the people that are still in jail? All right. So this is the list of people that are arrested. They're probably still all in jail. So I'm telling you right now, folks, the Democrat Party is holding political prisoners. Dozens, if not hundreds, and they're coming for more. And they're saying you can't be released. Because here's, I mean, I'll give you a basic idea of how it goes. And it's like this in most areas, but you get arrested, and most places for a misdemeanor or you know, something like this, they'll release you that day, unless you have other prior charges or something. They'll release you under your own cognition. Oh, but not here. Yeah, look at this. Some of them, they don't even have the charges. They just, you were in town on the 6th. We're just arresting you. And, yes, it's Oath Keepers. It's just people that know Roger Stone, people that know Donald Trump, people that post about QAnon, whatever. So they're just being rounded up and arrested, and they don't even get a day in court because the courts are shut down for COVID. Yeah, I don't even want to get into some of the stuff that I know that's been happening to the Proud Boys. Or Stuart Rhodes' Oath Keepers. I'm telling you, it breaks my heart because I know exactly what they're going through. Folks, these people have been locked up and the key's been thrown away and it's all illegal and they don't have rights to a fair trial or a speedy trial. And so the judge says, because normally you would either get released the next day or you would at least see a judge the next day to make a decision of declaration of innocence or guilt, and then you would move on from there. They're not even getting that, folks. They're arresting them. Some of them don't even get their charges. They throw them in a jail cell, and then they tell the attorney, whether it's a public defender or if they have a private attorney, they say, well, we can't let them out of jail until their day in court, but that's a misnomer because there is no day in court. The courts are closed. So, yes, the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen, already has political prisoners. The gulags aren't coming. They're here. Now, notice how they release rapists and pedophiles and violent offenders from jail because of COVID, but they're throwing all the Trump supporters in jail and then not releasing them because of COVID. See how that works? I just hope people realize how dangerous this is. I just hope people realize how serious this is. So just understand, the Democrat Party already has political prisoners. The Democrat Party already has detention facilities for their political dissidents. They're going full terrorist takeover right now. That's why Washington, D.C. is under martial law. The Democrat Party is in a full terrorist takeover of the United States of America.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Fake pandemics, communism, political prisoners, it's all right here in the United States of America. I'm not sure how we get out of this, folks. Pray to God for forgiveness. Beg Jesus to come rid us of these demons. I don't know. But just know this, the biggest domestic terror group in the United States of America is the Democrat Party. They're allowed to riot and burn and attack police, citizens, anybody they want with no punishment at all. And right now they are holding dozens, if not hundreds, we don't even know the numbers, of political prisoners, of Trump supporters who were in D.C. on January 6th. And I can only say so much, but that's what's going on. And no one else will tell you this. And quite frankly, most other people in media are afraid to go to jail. They won't even take a step sideways. That's why I always say, and it's sad but true, conservatives in D.C. are the weakest conservatives you're ever going to see or hear. They like their studios. They like still being on Twitter. They like going to the White House events. They like feeling like they're part of the establishment. So they're never going to step out of their comfort zone. They've got it too good. The same reason. Well, why does the media go along with the fake pandemic? Well, because they're not suffering. They're still getting their big paychecks. They're still getting their private security. They're still living their lavish lifestyle. You're suffering. They're enriching themselves. Same thing politically. One of the individuals, former Trump State Department employee, low-level employee, they should get rid of the State Department. In fact, reading this, I learned more about the State Department. Folks, the State Department is a joke. This is, the whole thing should be shut down. Just a worthless part of the bureaucracy. But Federico Guillermo Klein, a Schedule C political appointee, Office of Brazilian of Southern Cone Affairs. Yeah, that's a State Department office you're paying for. He rots in a jail cell, along with many other veterans and such. Oh, but QAnon. Remember QAnon. So the Democrats aren't done using QAnon as their launch pad for all of their tyranny. But I love this story, the headline from the Washington Post here. Threats of a QAnon-fueled March 4th attack create disruptions but little trouble. Researchers say police overreacted. Really? The police overreacted. So the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN and MSNBC fabricate whole cloth a QAnon event on March 4th. Literally nobody else promoting it, not even QAnon. Just the Democrat Party and their media cohorts. And then it doesn't happen because the whole thing was fake and made up anyway. And then they say, oh, police overreacted.
No, that's like the boy that cried wolf. So the Washington Post shows up at your door and says, someone's going to bomb you tomorrow. Someone's going to bomb you tomorrow. You're going to get bombed tomorrow. And then you're there tomorrow sitting in, you know, a helmet and a bunker. And then and then there's no bombing. And then the Washington Post comes to your door the next day and says, hey, why did you overreact? What do you mean? You told me I was about to get bombed. Yeah, but why did you overreact? These people are sick, man. And then... So, but see, still no demand to know who QAnon is. All these Trump supporters are rotting in jail. And quite frankly, I mean, I'm not going after President Trump, but I feel like he's really abandoned these people, sadly. I'm not sure what he could even do, but he, in a way, he's kind of abandoned these people. I'm heartbroken for him. But so, nobody's demanding to know who QAnon is. Trump's not making the demand. Pelosi's not demanding it. The media's not demanding it. Who is QAnon? Who's starting all this stuff? Who incited the big insurrection? See, nobody's demanding to know. Pretty convenient, isn't it? That QAnon now just becomes the leader of the Trump movement, even though it's dead to even most of the people that believed in it. Everything turned out to be a lie. None of it came true. But nobody demands to know who QAnon is. No media demands, no congressional demands, nothing. And but they use the anonymous QAnon to say, see, here's our evidence of insurrection. Here's our evidence that they're getting ready for more terror. But then they never go after the guy. They never go after the boogeyman. Isn't that convenient for them? And so, of course, it's all just another lie of the Democrat Party and their media. So then they had BlueAnon. Here we go. Let me read this. This was from Urban Dictionary. BlueAnon, a loosely organized network of Democrat voters, politicians, and media personalities who spread left-wing conspiracy theories such as the Russia hoax, Jussie Smollett hoax, Ukraine hoax, Covington Kid hoax, Brett Kavanaugh hoax, the list goes on and on. BlueAnon adherents fervently believe that right-wing extremists are going to storm Capitol Hill any day now, and remove lawmakers from office. Of course, remember the day where there were actually people on the Capitol Hill. They were cleared out within hours. And within hours of the clearing out, congressional activity resumed. People who had their businesses burned by Democrats have yet to reopen their doors. But I digress. Hence the need for deployment of thousands of National Guard stationed at the U.S. Capitol. Oh, but then the Washington Post says police overreacted, but we still need the martial law. Remember they said Trump was going to bring in martial law, and then the Democrats did it. Destroyed D.C. So BlueAnon is an accurate description of all the fake news of the Democrat Party, all the fake news of the mainstream media. They all vote Democrat. BlueAnon, all the lies. So the lies of QAnon and then the lies of BlueAnon. So Twitter and Facebook banned all BlueAnon content, just erased it. You're not allowed to call the Democrats out for their big lie. And then Urban Dictionary, under pressure from who, I don't know, removed the BlueAnon definition. This is a first. I've never heard of an Urban Dictionary definition being removed. So that just tells you how afraid they are of the truth getting out, that the Democrat Party and their media cohorts are liars, liars, liars. Anybody who's followed my work knows I am someone who wants to unify. It's true. However, I have to call things out as they are. And a Democrat on TV and a Democrat in Congress is 110% guaranteed, bona fide, bet the house on it, lying to you. There is no bigger liar in the world right now than a Democrat on TV and a Democrat in Congress. You might as well throw the label of liberal on there, too. It's the same thing. A liberal on TV, a liberal in Congress is lying to you. They lie about everything. Everything. In fact, what do they even tell you the truth about? Good luck. You don't hurt yourself trying to find that one. Let's go to break, though, with Are they going to cancel Speedy Gonzalez? Perhaps Peter Griffin had it right in Family Guy. He knew they were going to cancel Speedy Gonzalez. I imagine that'll happen before the end of the year. So he created Rapid Dave, a little fun as we close out this segment here of the Alex Jones Show.
Peter, have you seen Stewie's Speedy Gonzalez video? He won't go to sleep without it.
I throw it away.
What? What the hell, man? I didn't throw away your stuff. And where's my goat?
Peter, why would you do that?
Because Speedy Gonzalez is an immigrant and a bad influence on our children. So I created his American equivalent, Rapid Dave.
I got you now, mouse.
Yeah? Well, up yours, cat.
Quickly, quickly, quickly. Run fast, quickly.
All right, what's the over-under on Speedy Gonzalez being canceled? We're taking bets. I think I'm going to set it at, I want to say a month, but I don't think. I'm going to go 2 months. But, you know, Pepe Le Pew is already in their crosshairs, so maybe 2 months is high. So maybe we might find a nice average there and say a month and a half. They've already canceled Pepe Le Pew. They've already canceled Foghorn Leghorn. Short life left.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can still go play Grand Theft Auto 4 and beat a hooker to death in a burning vehicle so you don't have to pay her. That's progress. All right, I have some election theft news. There is some interesting developments here. I'm not sure what will come of this other than perhaps public awareness, but it may be too late. The Democrats are already certifying their election theft for the future. They couldn't get H.R. 1 passed. So Biden just signed an executive order instead. By the way, they did just sign, it is now official, $2 trillion of stimulus. We read where your money was going last night on the War Room. It's all going to come out soon, folks. You just got screwed so hard. It's unbelievable. It's pathetic. So now $5 trillion, I believe, is the number. I think it's in the last, definitely the last year, but maybe even the last 6 months. $5 trillion in stimulus money. $5 trillion. It's like 25% of our national debt. You don't get any of that money, by the way. Most of it goes to foreign nations to stop climate change. Or what we're finding out, too, is it's all going to the Democrat Party. Not even kidding you. They're literally paying themselves off. It's unbelievable. And they're covering their own deficits and their own budget losses in California and Illinois and New York to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. So congratulations, America. You have just been stolen from once again. Guys, when was go to the story here. I knew it was $5 trillion, but see if they put how many months of a timetable here now that it's official. I believe it's the last 6 months, but it's less than a year. Okay, so that's all we need to know. So $5 trillion from a fake pandemic. Boy, did they rob us so good. I mean, this is a three Monty. This is the shell game, but like on the most elite criminal financial theft level that you could imagine. So you've just been three card Montied. You've just been shell gamed by our politicians. They just bent you over and raped you financially. Sorry, we're such a joke, man. Our politicians are such a joke. You guys are pathetic. And Biden doesn't even know what the hell's going on. So, I mean, you know, that's good. The president's lost in a world that doesn't exist. His dogs are biting people. He's biting people. Literally. Like master, like dog, I suppose. Biden bites his wife during campaign events just out of nowhere. I mean, he just totally lost it. So his dogs are just biting people now, too. Gropey Uncle Joe. I guess his dogs thought they could take a note from Joe and just bite and sniff whoever the hell they want. But you hate to blame the dogs. So it's just incredible. $5 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, for a fake pandemic. We've been robbed. We've been had. We've been duped. How can we stand for this? How can we let this happen? Yeah, by the way, there's Joe. Folks, I'm not in D.C., and I'm certainly not behind the scenes. And I was thinking about this last night. I listened to Dan Bongino. He's former Secret Service. And there's some CIA people like Buck Sexton. He has a podcast. And we've had people that reach out to us at InfoWars. I've met people. I mean, it's no secret who we are in D.C. I'll just leave it at that. But here's what I'm telling you. We are reaching a breaking point right now where it's not just going to be maybe a Secret Service member leak some intelligence to a news organization or, you know, to an old buddy of his that has a podcast or anything like that. This Biden debacle is getting so bad we may reach a breaking point within the Secret Service, folks. I'm telling you, it is really bad. And the Secret Service, by the way, and the military, this is consistently happening, refuses to shake Joe Biden's hand, refuses to salute when they walk around the White House. So there's definitely disdain there. Joe Biden already had a bad reputation within the Secret Service and other institutions. Remember, they used to have, Secret Service used to have, you know, birthday parties. They'd invite all the agents. Some politicians would be there. Sometimes it'd be hosted in D.C. They had to cancel those events during the Obama years because Biden would show up and grope people's wives. I'm not even kidding you. So there was already that disdain. But, folks, it's getting so bad now. And again, I'm, let me just tell you, see, there are people definitely inside the White House that are trying to get information out to the public, but that are loyal to their duties. And so it's a tough position to be in, but it's getting so bad right now with Joe Biden. There may be a breaking point, folks. There may be a breaking point soon. He's wandering around the White House. He doesn't even know where he is. He's getting confused because during the Obama years, and this is an odd story too, by the way, during the Obama years, Joe Biden was never actually allowed in the presidential residence. So I'm not sure all the exact layouts, but basically, you know, there's the presidential residence over here. And Biden was apparently never allowed there by Obama for whatever reason. I don't know. Obama never let him up there. So he'd never been there before. So Biden keeps getting confused. He keeps going to the other areas. He keeps going to the vice president's office. He keeps refusing to go into the president's quarters because he was banned there for 8 years by Obama. And so when it got really bad with Hillary Clinton falling over and her health, let's just say people on the inside got intelligence out, and that's how we were able to get Hillary Clinton falling over and the ambulances following her around and her canceling events because she couldn't get out of bed. It is virtually the same thing happening with Biden right now, but it's worse because he's actually the president. And a lot of these people in the White House are either veterans or within Secret Service could be veterans. I mean, folks, the Biden administration is starting wars all over the world right now. Yemen is getting bombed into oblivion with the Biden grace. The Secretary of Defense said that we're going to bomb Iran. What? We've bombed Syria to what ends? Nobody knows what the hell's going on. Biden is not even the president, folks. Nancy Pelosi is the acting president, and Kamala Harris is essentially doing all foreign relations right now. And so there's more coming up in that. But see, I've already digressed. Biden was never elected. And it's going to get so bad that there's going to be a breaking point. And so I don't know what they're going to do about this. This fake president, this zombie president. And I'm going to double back to this story, but let me just show you more proof of the total fraud that we're being forced to believe right here from Biden. The Huffington Post Twitter account has over 11 million followers, okay? The Huffington Post Twitter account, over 11 million followers. They put out a tweet yesterday, 8 retweets, 6 quote tweets, and 45 likes. Now, how the hell, with 11 million, actually closer to 12 million, I think, with tens of millions of followers, do you only get that much interaction and engagement? Now, the story they put out was about Harry and Meghan. So is it the lack of popularity from them, or is it all their followers are fake, just like everything else the liberal left engages in? Total shenanigans, total fraud, total fakery. I believe it's probably a bit of both, but even just through osmosis, having 11 million followers, you should be getting hundreds of retweets. They didn't even get 10, folks. Biden can't even get 1,000 people to tune into his live addresses.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Twilight Zone, all right. Except it's real life. In a world where liberals say that carbon emissions are killing the planet, at the same time they ask you to breathe in your carbon emissions 24/7. In a world where Democrats launch violent, vitriolic campaigns, causing billions of dollars in property damage, and yet are arresting their political dissidents for violence. This is the Twilight Zone. In a world where Democrats called an election rigged for 4 straight years, now we'll censor anybody who says that the 2020 election was rigged. This is the Twilight Zone. So, Josh Hawley just put out a statement on the border crisis. And, you know, it's funny because the Biden campaign says there is no border crisis, even though they're now putting kids in cages. And you have three times as many illegal border crossings at this point of 2021 than you did of 2020. many coming in with COVID, which apparently is like the deadliest thing, according to the Democrats, too. But not when it's an illegal immigrant, I suppose. But even Biden, who doesn't even know where he is half the time or remember the last time he brushed his teeth or what he had for breakfast, yesterday when the media was trying to get Biden to answer the first question he would have ever answered since being elected, supposedly. Of course, he never was. And so they're saying, what about the crisis at the border as he's leaving that hardware store yesterday? And you can, Biden's handlers are all trying to shuffle the media out and drown them out from asking questions. Because Biden, he's not really with it. So he still kind of responds. I mean, he still has his senses about him. So he hears someone yell out, hey, what about the border crisis? And he goes, I'm not even kidding you. I mean, I could have the crew pull up the clip. I just didn't plan on talking about this until I saw Josh Hawley's statement from today that was just released on the border crisis. With all the human trafficking happening there and the rape of children that Biden says isn't a crisis. Yeah, children being raped isn't a crisis, according to the Biden White House. Well, he may be in on it. You never know. But he's leaving, and he says, oh, there's no crisis at the border. And he says, what are we going to do? And he goes, well, we'll be able to take care of it, God willing. Oh, there's no crisis, but God willing. You know, we need God's help, though. And how come they haven't canceled Biden for his Catholic faith? Maybe that's why they canceled Biden. You know, I was talking in the break with some of the crew here, like, what are they going to do to get Biden out of there? They can't cover up that he can't even think or talk. He can't do a press conference, and he's a white male. So what is the twist going to be? Because they can't let Biden actually fade away to expose how the whole thing was fake and how he really can't think or talk. There's going to have to be some twist. There's going to have to be some twist. What will that twist be, I wonder? Oh, he's going to have the grand step aside as a white man to give it to the black woman. Maybe he just dies. What is going to be that twist so that they can still control the Biden narrative and not expose that they put a guy in office illegally who can't think, can't talk, refuses to do press conferences? What will the twist be? But here is some of the latest that we have right now in the election theft. New Hampshire House Election Law Committee to vote today on SB 43 and forensic audits of Wyndham's voting machines. And then that link is at the Gateway Pundit. So my guess is that will be passed. And they'll audit it, and it'll turn out they probably stole New Hampshire too, and those two electoral votes from Trump. Same thing will probably happen in Arizona. It won't matter, though. They already certified the fake election. Wisconsin lawmakers to hold general election review hearing on Wednesday following news that Democrat operatives given keys to absentee ballot counting room. They just stole the election right in front of your face, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I just... Woo. Yeah. Yeah, Biden won, guys. They just, you know, they just cheated 17,000 different ways. I'm sorry. It's just such a joke. I mean, it's not really a joke that we're going under global tyranny and that we don't even have an election anymore. But, I mean, it is kind of a joke when they're giving themselves the keys to the absentee ballot counting group, when they're faking fires and faking water main breaks. I mean, they're bringing in truckloads of ballots. It's all on tape. Truckloads of ballots. They're shredding ballots before audits can happen. They're overturning in the digital systems, flipping votes from Trump to Biden. That came out in an Antrim County, Michigan audit. I mean, it's hilarious. It's not hilarious because it's tyranny, but it's hilarious. I mean, they're doing it. I mean, you know, it's like in a ridiculous cartoon. You know, with Wile E. Coyote, he gets blown up every scene. It's like, whoa, you know, obviously a guy can't get blown up every scene, but that's why it's funny. It's like, well, they can't steal an election right in front of everybody's face, changing the laws illegally, flipping votes digitally with the voting systems, bringing in all the mail-in ballots, and they didn't have enough, bringing in truckloads more, Trump winning in six states all day long until the wee hours of the night when Biden gets the perfect amount of votes. I mean, they couldn't actually do that. No, they did. Yeah, Wile E. Coyote blew up 17 times in one episode with the Roadrunner, guys. Wile E. Coyote had an anvil fall on his head. Okay? And he was able to fight another round. Wile E. Coyote had 12 sticks of dynamite blow up in his hands. And he was still able to chase down that roadrunner the next day. Yeah, folks, Biden, who didn't campaign, couldn't debate, didn't even win any of the national polls when it came to the debates and popularity contests. Yeah, guys, he won the election all right, and he can't take a single question from the press. Why? Well, because there's national crises going on, even though that's exactly when the president talks to the press and the nation. Man, oh man, I am living in a Looney Tunes Twilight Zone mixture here, spinning around into a beautiful oblivion. My goodness. And you know, it's sad because, but they really have conditioned these liberals to just love their slavery, haven't they? Having pro-mask rallies in Austin, Texas. I believe that video, Bandot video, has over 250,000 views now. Should I, if I was still allowed on YouTube, that hour-long video of me at the pro-mask rally in Austin would have 5 million views by now. But see, they don't want the left to be exposed. They don't want people to know that Americans still exist and are still fighting. So they ban me. So that's great. We've got 280,000 views on our own platform of Bandot video that we overwhelm with our own content anyway. But we all know if this video was allowed on YouTube, it'd have 5 million views right now. And it'd actually be affecting culture again. I can't even go out anymore without getting recognized. And it's a lot of young kids, college, high school kids, which is like the demographic I want. That's why I like the 3-6 drive. That's when I fell in love with talk radio. It was just after school every day. I'd literally pump it right into my ears immediately. But they all watch the videos of me in the street. They don't even know that I host a 3-hour show. So they can't have that content getting out. But it's still at Bandot Video. But boy, oh boy, they really have got the left to love their slavery, haven't they? Boy, oh boy, have they. And now what's going on? So, again, I told you, I was the first to report it. Nancy Pelosi is the acting president. And Kamala Harris is basically the communications hub for the White House and foreign diplomatic conversations. So another story out. It's every day. Kamala Harris takes another call with a foreign leader. No, Kamala Harris is taking all the calls with the former leaders. And, folks, here's what happens. I'm not even kidding you. We have all these phone calls scheduled to foreign nations. They get it dialed up. They get Kamala on the phone. They say, hi, this is Kamala Harris. And the former leaders say, who? Who? Well, it's Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm sorry, who? So we have a president who's not president, and we have a vice president who foreign leaders don't even know who she is, but...
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I received some bad news during the break. It turns out that both my grandparents voted for Joe Biden in the last election. So needless to say, I'm not going to be visiting their gravesites anymore for that one. All right, I stole that joke, but I thought it was funny, so I'd say it here on air. So the stimulus bill just got signed. We're starting to learn more about it, some of the numbers, the Democrat theft that it is. Less than 9% of the $2 trillion is actually going to COVID relief. Wow. The COVID relief bill, and 91% is not for COVID relief. Don't you love these lying politicians? Don't you love these criminal politicians boxed in under martial law? By the way, this is incredible. Jay Dyer, he was my source for this. I'm not sure if he was the original source, but he put this on his Twitter account. Jay Dyer, sometimes guest hosting the Alex Jones Show, been a guest here. If you search into Google mass shootings surge, you'll find all these headlines saying the exact same thing. Mass shootings, and it's literally all Democrat-run publications. I mean, is this AI? Is this active misinformation? What's going on? Mass shooting surge in Florida as nation faces record high. Mass shooting surge in Tennessee as nation faces record high. Mass shooting surge in Wisconsin as nation faces record high. Mass shooting surge in South Carolina as nation faces record high. Mass shooting surge in Pennsylvania as nation faces record high. Folks, I'm not kidding. It goes on. Mass shooting surge in New York as nation faces record high. Mass shooting surge in Ohio as nation faces record high. What is going on? Now, remember, again, is it AI or is it Democrat misinformation by design? But remember, I'm struggling, and the crew is here. There'll be somebody in here who probably has a better memory of this than I. But we covered it on air. It's a team effort here a lot. Guys, remember, what was it that you plugged into Google and it was like, if you put any three digits into Google and then COVID cases, I think that's what it was. Maybe one of the crew will correct me, but I think it's, you could put any three digits into the Google search and then COVID cases, and it's all like, it always shows up that exact number. So that's it. So somehow there's magically a thousand stories out there for every number. Literally, we're doing it right now on air. There's a thousand stories out there for every number and new cases. Folks, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know if this is intentional misinformation. I don't know if this is AI misinformation, but there you go. We're doing it live on air for you right now. We have the screenshot of the search result from Mass Shooting Search. This is how fake news works. And they use this to accomplish their goals. Incredible. Yeah, we're doing it right here. There we go. We're executing this right here live on air. Mass shooting surge in North Carolina. Mississippi. So they have one for every state. So they have one for every state mass shooting surge, and they have one for every number COVID cases. Now you tell me how that happens. No one else but InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen. That's amazing. I don't know how you respond to that. That's pretty crazy right there, isn't it? Should I go more crazy or should I dial it back? What do you think? Go more crazy, guys? What do you think, Cruz? Should I go next level crazy or should we dial it back? We're going next level. Everyone wants next level crazy. All right, let's go next level crazy then. Oh, I forgot about that one too. Okay, we're going to go next level and then next level crazy. You're going to get a double bonus of crazy right here. So again, this is an old story. I'm not into the beings or whatever, the royal family, but this is a national phenomenon and there's obviously something going on with this briefcase model, Meghan Markle. But apparently, this is new to me. Again, I've never gone down these rabbit holes until this news was going viral the last 2 days and the crew brought this in. So apparently there's a man who claimed he was the real Prince Harry who was shot up to death. And the police reports are saying it was at least three guys with pistols. So a murder, obviously. This guy claims he was the real Prince Harry. And he was murdered in a hotel room by multiple men for unbeknownst reasons. So you can see how the conspiracy theories would start to go there. So man who's claiming to be the real Prince Harry found dead, shot to death. Again, this is just rabbit hole stuff. I'm not saying I believe this. Quite frankly, I don't care about the royal family. But it's interesting. And I also found that there were stories. It's kind of QAnon level stuff. But there's actual video of this. And again, I'm not reporting this to be true. I'm just telling you some of the stuff that's going on out there with this Markle Harry stuff, the briefcase model, and I guess the fake prince, the cuck, the prince of cucks, that Meghan Markle actually was never pregnant. And it's one of those things like where you have Michelle Obama dancing on the set of Ellen DeGeneres, and you can clearly see what looks like two ping pong balls flopping up and down in her dress. So I don't know if Michelle, maybe Michelle Obama likes to put a couple rocks, you know, in her crotchal region. Maybe she's into that thing. I don't know. Maybe there's something involved with that. But it's kind of like that, and they have these pictures of Meghan Markle where she's pregnant, and then she's in the same outfit, same day, same place, and then all of a sudden her baby bump is gone. And then there's other things where they see, you can see the fake baby bump falls down her leg. Again, I'm not saying it's true, I'm just saying this is out there. But so this is all crazy, and now she goes on Oprah, and you have a billionaire and a couple of millionaires complaining to be victims. But now they have canceled Piers Morgan for saying he doesn't believe Meghan Markle on the Good Morning Britain show. Says he doesn't believe she was suicidal, doesn't believe any of her depression stories. I wouldn't either. This is a woman who goes on Oprah and says, I gave up my career. Yeah, there's what I was talking about with the fake baby thing. Again, I'm not saying this is real, folks. I'm just telling you what's going on. It's very strange. It's all weird. None of it makes sense. So I understand why people don't believe anything these days. But I don't believe Meghan Markle either. But Piers Morgan isn't allowed to say that. He gets canceled. He gets taken off the air for calling out the big lie. So that, to me, tells a big story here. She is lying. Now, if she'll lie about that, what else will she lie about? See how that works? That's why you have to watch out for these people. They lie about pandemics. They lie about weapons of mass destruction. They lie about everything. Everything. And so Piers Morgan responds. He says, free speech is a hill I'm happy to die on. Well, good for you, Piers Morgan. One of the true liberals left that'll actually talk and have a sane thought in his head. But he's being investigated for his comments. Investigated. I mean, I've never seen a more spoiled, rotten brat than Meghan Markle in my life. And she goes on Oprah and she says, I gave up my career to be a part of this family. Woman, you were a briefcase model. A briefcase model. On a game show. Wow, what a sacrifice. Oh my gosh. Woe is Meghan Markle. She gave up being a briefcase model to be a princess, a duchess. Wow, what a sacrifice. How did she do it? Give her a Nobel Peace Prize. Going from television briefcase model to princess, what a sacrifice she made. Now, of course, she's destroyed the royal family. But you know what? I will say, I wasn't really aware of this. I did a little more research into this, but it's an odd thing. So they claim, this was before my time, that Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles, or they blame Yoko Ono for breaking up the Beatles. I mean, is that an accurate cultural thing? Is that actually how it went down? I don't even know if you would say so. Some of the crew here is older than me. So apparently, yeah, there's Meghan Markle, the briefcase model. Gave it all up, folks. She gave it all up to be a princess. Must be tough. Yeah, every princess wishes they could be a briefcase model. Gosh. But so they claim Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles. And, you know, I was thinking about this. And so the meme is, Yoko Ono, I broke up the Beatles, Meghan Markle, hold my beer, I'll break up the royal family. You know, I was thinking about this. Even if Meghan Markle is a bad character, maybe it's a good thing that she's doing this. Maybe it was, and this is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. Maybe it was a good thing Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles. It's sad that John Lennon, who's just like a real dude, liked to go around New York City without security, get shot in the street. But you know what? Maybe it's a good thing that selfish brat who gave it all up being a briefcase model is destroying the royal family.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.